This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
One more day. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at Franklin Armory by all means. You'll be glad you did. Now then, some of you may be out there today thinking, who should I vote for? Okay, and I know this comes from a different time, this particular little soundbite, but this is still very much a thing today. Very much a thing today. Let me let Dianne Fine Frankenstein explain it to you the way she did so eloquently in the 90s.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it. I could not do that. The votes weren't here.
And there you have it. There you have it. That's what they want. Now, they'll get out there and they will tell you that it has more to do with assault weapons and weapons of war. Because, well, you know, it can't have anything to do with just regular old weapons. We'll get to the assault weapons and weapons of war thing here in just a minute. But the way they write it, of course, has nothing to do with the quote-unquote military hardware. It has everything to do with sidearms, because sidearms are a nice scoop-up when you're doing these things. The Democrats, who try to use the term progressive, but they're actually socialists, they want to take your guns. Oh, yes. They want to take your guns. And socialist candidates tell their big donors that they want gun confiscation. These rights-restricting politicians also hope the rest of us won't hear about their campaign promises until after the election. Like Claire McCaskill, the one that she, you know, the stuff that she wanted to keep from you Remember that one? Old Claire. Now, nowadays, and it used to be that we did not get to hear them in their own words. They went out there and there was always, I believe in the Second Amendment, but... Well, this time we have them telling the truth on video and in black and white, repeatedly, over and over and over again. Now, the exceptions in the bill are for the guns owned by the police, which is really interesting to me because, well, they're the ones that keep telling us that the police are racist, aren't they? Systemically racist and fascists constantly targeting black America. That's what we hear, right? That's what we hear. At least that's what I hear. So we want to give the guns only to the police and to the fascists. So almost all the Democrat congressmen want guns for the state, but not for the citizens. And they have said it all for you to see repeatedly. There is, and hasn't really ever been that much Republican support to a bill. So why did the Democrats forward it when they knew that it wouldn't pass? A lot of people get out there and say, well, Bill, they play in the long game. Well, a lot of your billionaire socialist campaign donors, they want gun confiscation. These donors want to see model legislation proposed before they would dump another tens of millions of dollars into the campaign. So this is a Hail Mary pass for later. They know it's not going to get anywhere. They need a commitment from the Democrats, and they need to see them more serious about passing gun control than the Republicans had been about supporting the right to bear arms. So it was becoming show me time. Democrat Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is saying gun control will be a big priority if the Democrats take control of the House. That's a bit of a start, but it's not really enough for the rich donors. The Democrat minority in Congress filed gun control bill H.R. 5087 in February, and 176 Democrat congressmen signed up as co-sponsors. H.R. 5087 defined most contemporary firearms as assault weapons and banned them. And this included all the ARs and the AKs and all the variants thereof. And this bill included many semi-automatic handguns. Democrats usually want to keep their gun confiscation proposals out of the public spotlight. Now, there's a name for it when you tell, say one thing to one group of voters and then contradict yourself with another group, and it's called lying. And we're seeing a lot of that today. We've seen it with McCaskill, Sinema, Gillum, Spanberger, Heitkamp, Beto O'Rourke. If you're a Democrat congressman and says he's pro-gun, then he's lying too. Even those of you that have Joe Manchin. Because he's the one that proposed universal background checks now, isn't he? He was the one pushing that with his buddy old Pat Toomey. So, I'm sorry that you were lied to, Democrats. I was. I am. I know it hurts, because I've been lied to before. Yeah. I've felt it before. The question isn't if Democrat politicians are lying to their moderate voters. The question is if the voters are paying attention to the Democrats lying to them. Now, we'll find this all out tomorrow. But in the meantime, and I mean, right now, I take this as a very good sign, but now all of the pundits like Nate Silver and all these yahoos, they're getting out there saying, well, it could be a toss-up in the House. We really don't know what's going to happen. And that is probably the most honest statement anybody has said up to this point. Because all I've been hearing about is the blue wave, which I don't think it's going to be a blue wave. I don't think we're going to see a blue wave. A lot of people in CNN are girding themselves for that, too. But they want to confiscate guns. They want to take guns out of the hands of the citizenry that is not part of the elite privileged class. And you can tell that by who's wanting to bankroll it, because all these guys, you can damn sure bet, if they don't have their own guns, they definitely have a protection team. Like when Bloomberg retired as mayor, when he can no longer be mayor of New York City, his entire New York Police Department team quit or retired and went to work for him personally. So He's got people he knows, and I can't remember how many times I saw people wanting to talk to his honor when he was the mayor of New York and his baby Hueys would get in the way. So I'm okay. I'm good with that. Tomorrow,
the Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully-cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Indeed. ARs that are made really, that have a lot of thought that go into their design, and then with a company that goes in and says, we're going to put the best parts out there, and we're going to assemble them into the best gun. This is what makes a difference between having to go through three or four guns as you are making that trip to that one gun that doesn't break anymore, to starting out with that one gun that you're going to replace three times. And Franklin Armory is one that you will not have to replace. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. By the way, most of you are probably noticing that it's Monday and Rob Morris is not here. Rob Morris is in transit to Spain. He failed to tell me why he was going to Spain, but he is going to Spain. So he is headed to Spain. And as homage to him, for last segment and this segment erupts from the desk of Rob Morris. Now, if you haven't figured it out by now, people who carry guns concealed, police officers who naturally carry guns, when they are called upon in a moment of self-defense, they save lives. You never, well, maybe in the case of police, yes, but without a doubt, you're not going to see about civilians doing it when you read your newspaper or watch TV. If you only get your news from mass media and popular entertainment, then you probably think that civilian gun ownership is the cause of life lost among the innocents. Now, I illustrate the way guns save lives. Rob, when he comes on here, we talk about how guns save lives, and he has a podcast that's totally dedicated to how guns save lives. So we know the guns save lives. The science is in. Now, another thing that happens is that armed civilians stop these rampage killers. You know that because where these people start shooting, like, say, at McDonald's in Alabama, they start shooting and they get stopped by an armed citizen. And you're like, well, Bill, that wasn't a rampage killing. No kidding, it got stopped by that armed citizen. You can invent all kinds of possible problems, too, that an armed citizen might face. But remarkably, most of the people that have to defend themselves with guns are not people that train to any degree that I see. With the exception of Mr. Williford, who was an NRA instructor who stopped the Sutherland shooting in Texas. Now, a guy named Jacob Paulson has done a great job reviewing and expanding the FBI data on mass murder and rampage killings since 2000. And if you think back, then you'll remember that almost everything changed since the millennial celebration. Since then, the children have grown up with 24-hour news, and they've become adults. Today, they get news updates every minute on their phones. I do too, and it is exasperating. I feel like calling Apple saying, could I just either not have your updates or pick who's going to update my news? I'd rather not have the updates because I've been getting all kinds of, be sure you know who you're voting for tomorrow. Thanks, Apple. Thanks, Verge. Thanks, Vox. Thanks, guys. In the same period of time, the number of people that carry a handgun on a daily basis or permitted to do so has surged from 1 million to 30 million citizens, 10% of America nearly. There were also 283 rampage murder attempts during that time. And armed civilians were present in 33 of those attempted rampage murders. And that is consistent with the number of concealed carriers in the general public, if you'll notice. Not quite, you know, somewhere hovering right around the 10% mark. Little high, little low, no big deal. Now, if you're not interested in statistics, if you're like, oh, Bill, statistics can be manipulated, let's talk about McDonald's again. There you have the dad who was shooting back as he was leaving. Masked gunman comes in to kill everybody there or whatever he was there for. And this guy, which I still don't know his name, but he had a criminal record for drug abuse and illegal possession of a firearm. He had had his bail revoked a few days earlier. Now, interestingly enough, 5 years ago, if you think about this, Moms Demand Action asked McDonald's to impose a ban on people legally carrying a gun in their stores. So, if that had actually gone the way the gun grabbers want, who would this dad in Alabama would not have been there to stop this. He saved lives. Then, a Peace in the City rally was giving away school supplies and backpacks at the end of the summer. It took place in a city park in Florida and was attended by over 200 people. And a fight broke out at the basketball court. And a man started shooting into the ground. And another attendee at the rally saw the attack and moved towards the attacker. The defender drew his firearm and shot the attacker. The defender had his concealed carry permit and carried his firearm legally. The attacker did not. And local police called the armed defender a hero. Then a racist murderer tried to enter a black church during weekday service. The doors were locked. The murderer then went to a nearby Kroger supermarket where he killed two strangers, a black man and a black woman. He was chased away from the Kroger parking lot by a white man who was armed that night. And the defender traded gunfire with the murderer, and then the murderer ran away. The defender was also a concealed carry permit holder and was carrying his firearm legally. 4 years ago, Moms Demand Action asked Kroger to impose a ban on people legally carrying a gun in their stores. So, you see, the same people that want to disarm you don't care if you're in a place where you may very likely become a victim. And it doesn't have to be a rampage killer. It could be a mugger. It could be all manner of things. But it's interesting that two places where they went demanding a gun-free zone, a forced gun-free zone, turns out to fortuitously have an armed carrier there when the bad guy comes in and he saves lives. And that, by the way, is not it's not limited to just guys. Plenty of women do it too. So, yeah, we're very good for this society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
You USA Radio News.
Crews in Northern and Southern California are continuing to fight wildfires. Now, the weather was not much help Monday as the winds were still sometimes reaching hurricane force. Winds are expected to die down in the northern part of the state today and the rest of the state later this week. California Governor Democrat Jerry Brown had a message for everyone fighting the fires.
Thank all the firefighters and first responders, the Highway Patrol, the National Guard, everyone who's worked so hard.
Democrats took over the House of Representatives during the 2018 midterm elections, and one of the things we're starting to hear is what the Democrats will be targeting when it comes to President Trump regarding subpoenas and what sort of hearings we can expect starting next year. John Yoo is a former Deputy Assistant Attorney General. He joined Fox News to discuss what power Congress actually has.
The House is really controlled by the committee chairs, and the chairs have a lot of power to issue subpoenas themselves.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, this is craftsmanship. This is high degree of quality. I mean, this is the parts. I mean, everything. This just screams long lasting piece of equipment. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Went back to the range yesterday, did a lot of filming, and I was struck by a couple of things because when it comes down to it, I shoot predominantly two primary calibers, and when I find a good example, I like to shoot a third. I am a 9mm or 45 ACP guy, and I do like 10mm as well. 9mm and 45 ACP all predate World War I, and that includes, also added to that list is 380 Auto. 38 Special, well, that came out when Queen Victoria still ruled Britannia when that came out. 357 Magnum is a relative newcomer. It was released in the 1930s. The only real new boys out there today are 40 caliber, which I've been around when that one was introduced, and 10 millimeter, which I was around when that was introduced. I just wasn't that much into guns at the time. The only hitch is that there are very few people who carry 10 millimeter, and there's, you know, and then there's the idea that there's going to 40 calibers falling way out of favor. And there's 357 SIG, of course, and nobody seems to care about that either anymore. And that's sort of the point. Over the years, there's been a number of calibers that have been devised, and then they fizzle out, or they never even catch on, despite a lot of on-paper promise. And this is sort of nerdy, but it makes me wonder about this, because, like, I remember when VHS and Beta were the two things that you could get in videotape. When Blu-ray and I can't remember what the other one was for DVD, but we've always had these competing standards, and for some reason one takes off and the other one never does. And, you know, for example, like with VHS versus Beta, the prevailing idea was that Beta was the superior as far as delivering picture quality. Laser discs were superior as far as delivering picture quality. Now, of course, most people don't even use media anymore. I think I have 361 movies in my iTunes collection, so most of it's digital, which I asked the question the other day, which I don't even know how much. What happens to all this digital stuff I own when I die? Who gets that? That's beside the point. Let's talk about some of these calibers that existed and just don't exist anymore. And king of the niche caliber would have to be the 38 Super. This started out as a 38 ACP, which was originally in the Browning 1900 pistol, which later evolved into the 1911, and we know what caliber that came out with. So the 38 ACP in its original loading was a very hot one. It exceeded 9mm plus P today. Then they redubbed it the Colt 38 Super Auto in 1929 and marketed it to law enforcement. Then the 357 Magnum came out a few years later, which proved even more popular. That round laid about for a long time until competitive shooters found it. And it does lack the capability of the 357 Magnum to handle a diverse array of bullet weights, but it exceeds the 9mm plus P in velocity and muzzle energy by more than 100 feet per second and 100 foot-pounds at the price of only an additional 1,000 PSI of chamber pressure. So if you wanted a 357 Magnum and an autoloader, the 38 Super was it. And it beat Sig Sauer to the punch by more than 60 years. Then there's the 327 Federal Magnum, which was a commercial dud. Which it nets near 357 Magnum performance in terms of velocity, but it has, and it comes with, you know, a little bit of recoil, less recoil. But the reasons for this round's underperformance commercially is sort of easy to understand. The thing about most revolver cartridges is you need a full-size gun with at least 4 inches of barrel to really get the most out of them. Recoil is tamed, and sufficient spin is achieved to let the round really cook. The longer the barrel, the longer that round is going to go down the barrel, the longer that pressure is going to keep building up. So, if you get a Magnum snub-nosed pistol, well, you're losing a whole lot of stuff in that, plus the recoil is going to break your wrist. Well, it's not going to break your wrist, but it's not going to be nearly as much fun. And 327 Federal was not going to be much better, and the snubbies were mostly what gun makers produced for the round. Not very much fun to shoot and expensive. So, it was never going to succeed. Then came And this was an answer to a question I never thought would get asked. The 45 Gap. This was a resized 45 caliber round devised by Glock, which I think was designed to sell more Glocks. They got 45 ACP performance with a smaller case, which allowed for the round to be used in a pistol with a 9mm frame size. It's almost like a 45 ACP for modern sensibilities. But nobody made very much ammo for that. Only a few guns outside of Glock pistols, and the fact that 45 ACP just works too well to be set aside. And that doomed it. And it's, you know, this was an attempt to modernize the 45 ACP. And it failed. Then we got to talk about the 41 Magnum. Elmer Keith and others talked Smith & Wesson and Remington into making the gun and the rounds, respectively, and that was to create a Magnum for outdoor use and a 41 Special for law enforcement use. Police hated lugging around the end frame, and since the hot loads came out first, it was just another big, powerful gun that made life less bearable than the .357 Magnum did. And this meant that 41 Special never got off the ground. If it had, the goal was a 200-grain round or bullet at 900 feet per second, a Goldilocks load that was powerful enough to put down bad guys but wouldn't break your wrists in the process. And that never materialized, plus that sounds a lot like a 45 ACP, doesn't it? Then there's the 45 Super, which by all rights should have replaced the 45 ACP basically everywhere. This produced some interesting numbers. You know, their PSI was very interesting. It was a 185 grain loading, and it was very close to the 180 grain 10 millimeter in velocity and muzzle energy, and the 230 grain loads were right there on the 10 millimeter heels, despite generating 10,000 fewer pounds per square inch of pressure. Same performance, less wear and tear on the gun. And they'll shoot 45 ACP too, so you can shoot lower pressure rounds and it just didn't gain any traction outside of bowling ball shooters and hog hunters. And this is also a shame. This would have taken 45 ACP. This would have been one I would have embraced, but just something I was musing about after I shot yesterday. What determines the success for something commercially like that? Can you think of any? I'm sure you've had one or two. So just something to muse about. I'm still going to primarily carry 9mm and 45. Just the nature. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by. Let me do that again. This portion of the show brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Do check them out. FranklinArmory.com. Concealed carriers, I talk to people that consider that becoming one of those all the time. And the first thing that I would suggest to anybody, if you haven't done it yet, is to consider the worst case scenario. Now, if you have to define what a worst-case scenario would look like, start with being surprised. And if that isn't challenging enough, you could start from a potential, a positional disadvantage, such as on your back, or simulate being injured to further complicate the situation and add more realism. All these things I'm describing are all based upon you being able to fight back, by the way, because like the knockout game, lots of people like to come up from behind you when they were playing that and just pop you, right? And being aware will save you from a lot of these things, but this is all, being a concealed carrier means you're changing your lifestyle. It's like, it's like embracing cowboy boots, except you're carrying lethal force with you. are the advantages to considering the worst case scenario? First of all, it brings a certain type of urgency. When I go to the range, if anybody's ever seen a video of me going to the range, I'm not shooting as fast as I do because I think it looks cool or because it's going to look good for video. I'm shooting as fast as I do because if I'm in a gunfight with somebody, I'm thinking if I shoot at him that fast while I'm trying to get away from him, he's not going to be shooting at me. You have to instill in you a type of urgency when you're going to undertake this. You have to make it change the way you look at your training and the way you practice and the equipment you carry. An additional reason would be overcoming fear. The more exposure to stress and fear you get early on, the more familiar you become and the better you handle them. The biggest reason to consider the worst case scenario, though, is to avoid complacency and forge that winning mindset. One of the things that Jaeger... Okay, I'm going to tell you a story. Right after, I didn't see James Jaeger the entire time when we were in Camden until the very last minute, and he was going somewhere, and we ran over there to catch him real quick before he took off. And I had been out on a range for 2 days, and I was wearing a pair of gym shorts, a T-shirt, and some socks. I was as comfortable as I could be because it was June. It was in the 90s. It was horrible. So, and I had my gun in an off-body carry bag, okay, in a designed, concealed carry backpack type thing, right? So, that was me being complacent. And Mr. Jaeger was kind enough to point that out to me. He said, "You're one of mine now. I want you to carry your gun everywhere you go, on you." And surprisingly, as brash as some of you may think, he believes in carrying concealed. He does. In Tennessee, you can carry. You get a permit to carry, so you can carry either way, open or concealed. And he recommends concealed. So he's very aware of things. So I told myself at that point that I would never be complacent again in that particular case, which is really bad because I just had to spend $140 on this bag. But that's beside the point. A surprise attack has all the characteristics of a worst-case scenario. You don't see it coming because you're too preoccupied or not paying attention to your surroundings. And as a result, the initial contact puts you at a disadvantage and your options are reduced. You may be injured, possibly. And you may be in a positional disadvantage. And the event happens so quickly, your brain has a very hard time processing in real time. You may not be aware that you're in a duress situation yet just because of how fast it happened. And because of being caught so unaware and so by surprise, and now you're adding being dazed to it. Yeah, it's not good. It's even possible to create a false reality to cope with a sudden, unexpected attack, which will further complicate things. Training and practicing are the rungs of your ladder to help you climb out of that surprise attack pit. Now, between a surprise and planned attack, the surprise attack is where I prefer to start when, in a training situation. If you can manage the surprise attack working from the time disadvantage to create a positive outcome, you're going to manage just about any other type of attack. At the core, what makes a surprise attack possible is a lack of awareness, which that means you can short-circuit that really easily. So the first obstacle to overcome is acknowledging a surprise attack can happen to anyone. It can happen to me, you, anybody. Even the best in the business cannot maintain a high state of alertness for extended periods. And when you acknowledge this, then you can work to reduce or limit distractions. When I'm walking down the street, my phone stays in my pocket. If I'm walking with one of my grandchildren, they are right beside me, and I'm next to the street, whereas they are not. I'm listening behind me, I'm looking in front. I'm trying to filter out the distractions. not daydreaming. I'm looking at the environment as clearly as I can. And this allows me to break down a bunch of defensive zones. You know, think of a defensive zone as a concentric bubble around you. And the varying distances are the ranges from, you know, far, close, and contact. So at the far range, potential attacker is far enough away that it's going to take significant movement and time for them to get to me. That could be across the street, down a grocery aisle. At close range, the suspect is near enough that within a few quick steps they could be up on me and assault me with a knife or an impact weapon. And this could be from the other side of your car or a few yards down the road. Contact range implies a potential attacker is now within arm's reach, and if not already physically in contact with you. Why did that just happen on the old computer? Now, in a surprise attack, you can expect close range at the furthest, but contact range is the most likely. So the problem we face is that as we are social creatures, people will move in and out of these zones constantly throughout your day. Walking down a street, walking in a grocery store, in line at a grocery store, you know, all just all manner of ways. Another way to consider these zones is in your ability to respond with a concealed firearm. If the suspect is close, you may need to think about creating distance, which then is basically also time, before you can produce your gun. Someone at closer contact range makes gaining access to your firearm at risk. Your draw stroke is a series of movements that begins with the movement of your hands and ends with the presentation of the gun. And each of these movements must be performed at a minimum standard at maximum speed. So, now let's add an obstruction, like your cover garment. That adds time. The ultimate goal for the concealed carry practitioner should be the fastest draw stroke with the fewest errors, and this is going to require a lot of practice. Even if you are a lightning draw, you're still going after a suspect who has initiated the attack. And the judicious use of deadly force has strict criteria that you have to meet before you can draw your gun, much less use it. So you're at a disadvantage from the get-go. Because you have to make that consideration too. You have to think about that as you're going through all of these steps. But training will help you with that. Training cannot be... We can't talk about that enough. So, just a little thing, a couple of things to think about while we slip into the next hour. Why don't we do that now? And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't give my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.